Democrat campaign arm asks National Party to spend more on midterms. By Jacob Bliss on October 11, 2022. The Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, is reportedly privately asking President Joe Biden and his administration officials to help funnel millions of dollars to the committee to help win races. According to Punchbowl News, multiple sources told the outlet that DCCC Chairman Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, wants the Democrat National Committee, DNC, to double its money invested in the midterms after the National Party already gave the campaign arm $7.5 million in February. Maloney, also vulnerable to losing in November, wants the DNC to transfer more money to his operation to match the $16 million the Republican National Committee, RNC, has given to the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, this cycle. The leadership at the DCCC believes that a cash influx of $20 million could help them hold on to the majority in the House, despite polls showing otherwise. "We appreciate their support and, of course, welcome every investment we can get to defeat MAGA Republicans who want to pass a nationwide abortion ban," a DCCC official told Punchbowl. The publication added, "The White House has been getting increasingly active on the political front. Biden will be in Los Angeles this week for a DCCC fundraiser with Speaker Nancy Pelosi that's expected to bring in north of $2 million. Biden has also taken part in a number of DNC fundraising events throughout September and early October. First Lady Jill Biden did an event last week in San Francisco with Pelosi that raked in $1.6 million for the DCCC. The First Lady will speak at a DNC event today in Nashville. The DCCC recently gave the Biden administration a list of administration surrogates for the campaign trail. Among the most requested surrogates by rank-and-file members is Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He's especially valuable given that the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill was one of the chief accomplishments of the 117th Congress. Other officials in high demand include Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Administration officials say they have surrogates ready and eager to appear with House Democrats. Earlier this year, the DNC said it has committed $70 million to the 2022 midterms and electoral programs, which is far more than the National Committee did in 2018 when the House Democrats regained the majority in the House. There has been a gap between the two parties' cash on hand for a while. As noted by Punchbowl, the latest filings with effect showed that the NRCC and the Congressional Leadership Fund, a House Republican leadership-aligned super PAC, had $240 million on hand, and the Democrats' DCCC and House Majority PAC, the House Democrats' leadership-aligned super PAC, had $188 million on hand. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.